Yes, dear listeners, welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. We are always very happy to engage with you, particularly at this time. And yeah, wherever you are finding yourself, it's always very imperative to make sure that you come closer to your radio and be with us at this platform when we discuss matters of business concern and matters of bread and butter issue. Yes, for those of you who are coming for the first time at our radio station, or maybe for the first time you are coming to listen to this program, it's always very important to understand the context of the matter and also understand how we operate particularly this program. You know, Business and Economic Segment is a business and economic segment platform. It's a platform where we discuss about business matters. It's a platform where we look at different areas of businesses. And it's also the platform where we analyze policies. We analyze different, you know, domestic policies. And we also analyze policies which are regarding to international relations, particularly those which are affecting the way we do business, and also those which are affecting the issues of bread and butter. Now, Business and Economic Segment is also called Lecture Hall 1. That's why we are calling it Lecture Hall 1, because it's a lecture hall where we are facilitating the program. We have different topics where we are facilitating the program, and me being the driver or the facilitator of the program, I'm always making sure that I encourage dear listeners to make sure that you contribute, you listen, whether through SMS or through live call. It's always very important to make sure that the facilitator of the program is only facilitating direction of the topic, and is only facilitating how things should be. And we're always saying we are not the master of all, but we are also new in the system, which means that we have something to say, and we also have something to learn. That's why it's also a platform which encourages learning, and also a platform which encourages, you know, constructive criticism, because when we talk about business, when we talk about economics, there are always different school of thoughts, and there are always, you know, different ways of thinking and ways of approaching things. That's why we always make sure that we encourage those constructive criticism. You can have a different theories about a certain topic, because the fundamental aim of the program is not only to educate. I mean, it's not only to inform, but also to educate, and also dissect various matters in order for us to make sure that, you know, we move forward in terms of developmental agenda of the country, and also in terms of, you know, contributing to policies which can affect positively the person who is on the ground. Because we always have one aim. As you who is sitting there, everyone wants to see a beautiful Namibia where everyone is able to afford the basic needs, where everyone is able also to invest, where everyone is able to go to school, afford the better medical care, and also participate in business. And ladies and gentlemen, just before I introduce the topic for today, it's always very important to make sure that you are up to date with everything which is happening, particularly on the areas of bread and butter issues. Talk about economics, we talk about, you know, developmental policies, we talk about matters of statistics, we talk about things of welfare and also labor issues. It's always very important to make sure that you follow us on our social media platform, Eagle FM Namibia. You follow us on Facebook, you follow us on Twitter, you follow us on Instagram, and also on LinkedIn. And also make sure that, you know, you download our app, which is Eagle FM Namibia. You download it to your phone so that you'll be able to listen to current news programs, and also the past, you know, programs that you miss, or maybe programs that you want to go and revisit. You go to our podcast, then you'll be able also to listen to those previous programs. And the other thing we have our e-paper, which is the Villager newspaper, which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and also Friday. And lastly is our hymn book app. And that is an app that, you know, all the Christians, all the people who, you know, attend, whether you attend church, whether you go to, you know, to wedding events, even funeral events, where you are required to carry a hymn book, but you are just able to, you know, download Imba app, where you will be able now to follow and also sing together with your colleagues, because it's a word of digitization, it's a word of, you know, advancement in terms of technology. That's why we are saying when you download the app, Imba app, you'll be able just to have it on your phone. There's no need to carry a hard copy anymore, because the world is moving very fast and you must move with the world, because otherwise you will live in 10 years ago where people are moving ahead. Yes, in a very short period of time, we are going to have a commercial break. Then we are going to start with our topic for today. So dear listeners, make sure that you know, you adjust your radio you adjust your radio station, and also make sure that you know, make sure that you take your seat, and also encourage those who are interested in business matters also to come closer and listen. And the other thing also, especially if particularly those who are at Central North, where our system is a bit down, make sure that you download our app, Eagle FM Namibia, on your phone. Then you'll be able to listen, and you can also listen online. Just search Eagle FM. Then you go to, you press where there is written home. Then you'll be listening to Current Affairs. And you'll be able to follow this program. We are going to a commercial break. Then we can continue with the topic for today.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsie Nehangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-23-58-063. You can also email us at digital@omalighty.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Ono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Yes, dear listeners, welcome back to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. We are continuing with the topic for today. And dear listeners, our topic for today is based on business competition. It's based on business competition. Now, when you talk about business competition, we talk about businesses, small business operators, middle business operators, and also bigger companies competing using the same product, different strategies, or giving the same service in the same sectors, but different strategies which are used, and different ways of doing things. Now, you know, competition is a very contested term, and it's also a term which is seen as not the right way of doing things, particularly when you are not winning the competition. Now, before we go to conceptual definition of business competition, I just want us to look at the context. Some of us, when we are growing up at the village, when we are schooling at the village, there is always this thing of, you know, break time. If you have money by that time, if you have $2, $3, $5, you go outside and buy fat cakes. And those years, they used to be around five women around there from our village selling, you know, fat cakes and different products. But everybody have the same product that he or she is selling. But now the problem is here. Now, I used to think, why this is so cruel? When I have like $5, I have to make sure that in each woman I buy one fat cake, just to make sure that I balance the situation. Then later on, I realized that although all of these business individuals are selling, you know, fat cakes, they are not the same. They are not the same in size. They are not the same in the way they taste. They are not the same the way they look. And also, the service, the way they are treating me, they are not treating me the same. That's why I also start observing and realizing that there is always somebody, even if products look the same, there is always somebody who finishes first. There is always somebody who have an edge. And there is always somebody who being accused of doing a lot of things to others because she is good at selling. Now, before we go to deep conversation of business competition, when you look at that, there is an indirect competition happening among these women when they are going to sell these fat cakes. When they are going back home, the more you are experienced in that competition, the more you are going to change your product, because you realize that no, Meme Susana's fat cake are always the one which are being finished first, and Meme Maria's fat cakes are the only one which are the last. What is the problem? When Meme Maria realized that Meme Susana's fat cakes are the only one which are finished first, then she has to also to go back to the drawing board and say, no, what am I doing wrong? Am I treating my customer bad? And she can come up with a new strategy. She can come up with a new strategy of, advancing, or she can go down and quit because competition can get, can knock you down if you are not strong enough. But what I'm trying to tell you is that that smaller scale part of competition is what bringing innovation, because somebody will end up realizing to say, even if we are selling the same product, even if we are all women, we are not the same in the way we are engaging our customers. Our products are not testing the same. Our products are not made with the same size. That is why now there is always something which need to be learned. Because otherwise, if you are not changing, you get defeated very fast. If you are not changing, get defeated very fast. Now, let us go to the nature of human beings. Some people used to think, no, me, I don't like competition. Yes, you don't like competition, but when you look at thinkers, people who left this world long time ago, but their manuscripts and literature are still being read. They are even being used in business strategies and also business development. You know, thinkers like Sun Tzu. He was a well-known Chinese thinker in terms of military, and his book, The Art of War, is used in different fields. Where if you go to military science, if you go to business, if you go to politics and different areas, his writings are so strong because he understood that human beings are very competitive. Human beings are very competitive, and the one who win the competition, the one who understand how human beings are working. And the one who win the competition is not the one who give up very fast, because from his view, because he was a military general, from his view, Sun Tzu, as I think I said, life is war. And life is made of continuations of battles, and depends, and the progress of human beings, it depends on how many battles you are picking. And that is a very strong thinking, because it was said in terms of military competition, because these guys, they used to fight a lot of for a very long time. Then he understood that life is war, it's competition, whether we like it or not, because it's not only in terms of physical war, also in terms of how human beings are. Everyone wants the best car. Everyone wants to marry the most beautiful and fantamagorious lady who is intellectual, that she can give birth to the kids that can also leave a name one day. Everybody has a thinking like that. Every lady wants the best guy who can take care of her and the family. And for you to be there is competition, because you can't just get anyone that you want. When you look at industry, like auto industry, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Toyota, they compete on different areas. That's why these guys, they always have new version every year. They always have a new version every year. They compete on different areas. They compete on luxury. They compete on, speed. They compete on strength. They compete on flexibility. They compete on colors and all those things. Because if you are failing to be part of the competition, you are going to be finished. Then before we go to the importance of business competition, really, in deep, it's also the thinking of Thomas Hobbes. He's a political thinker who indicated that, human beings in a lawless society, human beings are very competitive, violent, and their life is very short. And that was his thinking, to say, by nature, we are competitive. By nature, we want to be the best. When we were in school, everyone wants to be in the top five. That's already competition. When you are in school and when you got our report card, even if we already know that among all of us, somebody is going to be the last, everyone is aiming to be on the top. That is the nature of how we are. We want to win. We want to be the best. But how now we not get annoyed if we enter businesses? Because when you become a younger business person, you already find people who are in the system, people who have capabilities, people who have resources. Even if you are saving, if you are giving the same service, they are going to beat you at that. But what can you learn from it? Dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe. And our topic for today is the importance of business competition, or why business competition should be encouraged. Because the thinkers of business and development are saying business competition must be done for the greater good of customers and improvement of quality. Greater good of customers and improvement of qualities. Because when somebody is competing with you, his product is beating you in terms of quality, but you also need to make sure that what are you adding value to your product so that you can also beat this person out. But what is very interesting is that in you doing that, the customer has now opportunity to choose. The customer now have opportunity to choose in terms of price, in terms of quality, in terms of service, and varieties of things. That's why if you really want to look at how competition is, because mostly business competition is mostly happening when you guys are in one industry, in the same industry. When you guys are in the same industry, and it's happening mostly with businesses which are coming in the industry, or business, or middle businesses, until you come to the point where you are no more at competition. Because it mostly is happening with SMEs and middle businesses, because there is where you find a lot of people. The ground is very, it's crowded on the ground. It's very crowded, and some businesses, they die natural death just because of competition. If you want to see business competition, go to Oshakati Open Market. Then you see who are the people who are selling there. What are the differences in terms of their services? You can find even 100 people selling the same thing, but they are not getting the same money at the end of the day. Then you go and ask yourself. Then you go and do your own research. Go to Otapi Open Market. Then you see business competition. Come to Venduk and come to come to because Stop and Shop in Windhoek is a very good example of business competition. Because when I was very young, I always used to think to say, why these women are suffering? Everyone is selling the same thing. Everyone is selling, you know, same vegetable, tomatoes, vegetable, carrots, and all the peanuts and all those things. But why are they here? Why can't I just get the money and buy all these things? But when I started growing up, I realized that I was not thinking right. I was not thinking right because even if when I look at them, are selling the same thing. They are not giving me the same service. And they are, even their packaging is different. Their treatment is different. And the way they treat you is different. Even the qualities of products are different. Yeah, that's why now we say business competition is something which, you know, we need to look at from a business owner's perspective. What is business competition is teaching you from a customer's perspective? What is the advantage of having choices in the market from investor's perspective? Where should I invest my money comparing different businesses, and how should I retain these funds? Because human beings are not, they are not the same. Go to Havana Fourway in Windhoek. Then you see real business competition. Because if you go to Havana Fourway now, there is more than 300 business people selling different kinds of products. Some products are the same, but what I can tell you is that in the next 3 years, some of these businesses are going to die because of this competition. But the survivors of those business competition are the one who have learned, the one who have you know, adjust their products, the one who have also, you know, adjust their customer service, and also the one who can take pressure. Because the cutthroat competition is a business with pressure, with a lot of pressure. That's why when you go to Havana Fourway, you will be able to see different products, different products, different industries, but not one person. Can be 20 people selling the same thing, can be 30 people selling the same thing, 25 people selling different things. And you'll be able to realize that not all these businesses are going to survive unless they understand what business competition is. Some of the, you know, in Oshuambo tradition, there's always a saying, when things are not going well, somebody is blocking my way, somebody is doing what to me, which I cannot comment because I'm really not the expert in that area. But what I can tell you is that some of the things are what have been written already to say, for you to survive a business competition, you must have a thick skin. You must have a thick skin. You must not be, you know, you must not be emotional. And you must also be able to adjust. Because what is very important in this, the whole concept of conversation, is adjust your products and service so that you'll be able to win. Because you are in business to make money. And the competition is about you winning the hearts and minds of customers. That is the competition. That's why don't say when you start a barbershop at a certain area, then you start getting customer. Then after 2 weeks, you see somebody having a barbershop again. Then you start to want to fight. Don't fight with that person. Upgrade your service. When you upgrade your service, then you learn that you become the best. Because it's only the best who survive. Because in business school, they teach people about blue sky strategy or blue ocean strategy, and those are the levels that you reach. Because when you win these small dog fights, then you go and play with the big boys. But now when you reach a level of bigger businesses, when you play with the big boys, then you become a bigger corporation. You come to the point where instead of you competing, you start cooperating. Because you already have money, you start investing, and you reach a level where you don't have a lot of competition, you become unique. You become unique. When you look at companies like, you know, Facebook, look at WhatsApp, unless this business guy, they come to say, no, instead of me competing with you, let me just buy you out. Let me just buy you out. Because that is the level where, it's a level of business success where people have to go in. But first, you need to win a business competition. So before we go deep into the conversation, we are going to open the line and we are going to listen to callers. What is their views? What is their contribution? And also, why should the business competition should be encouraged? And what are the challenges and also problems of business competition? Because we are not only going to talk about good things which happen with business competition, we are also going to talk about challenges. Unfair competition. This unfair competition. There are ruthless competitors who don't observe the laws of of business, and there are cheaters in every game. But just like in sport, there is always referees, which can be government, can be business regulators, and can be revenue authorities. There are always regulators who put the rules and who give red cards and yellow cards for those who are not following the rules of competition, because when you are competing with other people, there are still rules which are guiding you in that business. So, dear listeners, we are going to open the line at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. So then we can do a very short break, then we can continue with the conversation. So engage us on the studio, 083-288-401, 083-288-401.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app, here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsi Nehangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sung Fuor Diara, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-238-63. You can also email us at digital@omalighty.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Shiwanasha Namibia. Kamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na Imba. Inokara uri kwanima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joye mwene kongodhi yoye yopeke pamwe na Imba. Imba oteeta pamwe oshigwana nokwaandjakaneka oondjimbo moshigwana ashihe shaNamibia. Moka epaka Imba otamu adhika ehwata lyoondjimbo dhoongeleka dha yooloka. Ngaashi ehangano lya Elsin, omaimburiro lyoshiherero, Simane Kakarunga lya Katolika Karoma, lyoshimburu Sung Fuor Diara noongeleka dhimwe. Tudengela nena ngele owa pumbwa omaimbiro gongeleka yoye ga kale ga gwedhwa ko koka epa ka Imbako, 081-238-563-063. Nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalighty.com. Oto vuru ku adha oka epa ka Imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imonena Imbagoe nena.
Omutiha gutekirwa kaguna iimatina omjo. Chikao shafathana na analongeshifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongotisa mwene. Anangeshifa ya Namibia ompito ombwa na wa olonjika. Tseitha nina omayakuro nirandithoma yoe yongeshifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimwepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma konara heta tuimwe. Datundatu heari hamano tano oniyaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people...
Yes, dear listeners, welcome back to Business and Economics segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are looking at the importance of business competition, why business competition should be encouraged, why should young business operators should not feel disencouraged when they see different people selling the same product as them, and why they are seeing also, you know, different people starting the same businesses as them. Because the law of business competition is indicating that as long as there is a healthy economy, the clients, customers or consumers, they will be able to be satisfied with varieties of product in the market, and it's only areas where there is business competition where businesses are able to improve their qualities of services, they are able to improve their customer services, they are able to improve the way they do things, and they are also able to innovate and do more research. When you look at the business competition from a sport perspective, for those of you who follow English Premier League, English Premier League is one of the most competitive leagues in the world, and it has millions of followers and viewers, and millions of fans around the world. Because why? Because it's one of the most competitive sport, and it's already a competitive sport by its design. And when you look at how teams are playing, that is exactly what is happening in the business environment. Everyone is aiming to get something. Some are fighting for positions in the ranking. Some are fighting for, points, trophies. Some are fighting to have a top goal scorer. And the laws which are being applied in sport are the same as laws which are applied in businesses. Why do you think you have, for you to have best players in the world, when you look at English Premier League, when you look at the history of English Premier League, it's one of the leagues which produced best in history, best world players. Some of them are just being cooked from English Premier League. Then they go to France, Italy, and Spain. But it's the nature of competition. When you look at how business is being done in the US, when you look at the competition between businesses in the US and in China, you'll be able to realize that these guys, they are always on each other's neck. But for good reason to say, if you can't beat me here, if you beat me here, I'll beat you here. Because they always innovate. Now, the question maybe one will be asking is that, what can I do if I'm in a business competition with a lot of people selling the same thing, but they have an upper hand? Number one, you have to learn from the best. That is the only thing. Number one, you just need to learn from the best and take your time, and never ever in your life give up because you see people are selling the same thing. Because just note what I'm saying: the business competition in Havana Four-Way, those who are going to lose out, you produce better business people from that competition, because the survivors of that cutthroat competition are going to be leaders of Namibia business industries maybe in the next 10 years or 20 years, because they know how to advance. They don't give up. They don't accuse others of, funny things that, us black people, when we are losing the fight, there is always something happened to you. But when you are winning, nothing. Because those are some of the things that we need to look at, because we are saying business competition improve the product that you are selling. Business competition also able to, to put you on your feet, having sleepless night, thinking about how you are going to win customers, thinking about how you are going to improve the way you treat your customers, is another way of advancing. Innovating. Innovation, because innovation is motivated by you trying to be unique. You want to be unique because you can't, you know, fighters trained by one trainer almost have the same strategy. But for you to win your opponent, you have to make sure that you have another additional strategy that you need to use. That's why some businesses, they start, knowing their customers, keeping records of your customers, inviting your customers to, you know, business, business events, and wishing them, you know, as good as happy birthday to my customer, you know, customers and all those things. Those small things, they are giving you an edge in business. Yeah, that's why we are saying, now let us look at the disadvantage of business competition, and maybe how we can do that, because it can be correct. It can be correct when there is no leveled playing field. It can be correct when there is no level playing field, because as much as the Western world have a liberalized economy, looking for the free market, as we are saying, domestic businesses, most of the time, they are always suffering. They are always suffering from the competition of bigger corporations. What we need in Namibia, we should not disencourage competition, but we should, the government must come up with, you know, policies which are leveling the playing field. Because to say, if you're a company from China, if you're a company from the US, and you are selling the same product as a domestic company, or maybe a domestic business person, you have been already in operational and you have an upper hand in the market, your price is too low, there must be those things which are regulating the business competition. That's why in every competition, there's always a referee. In every competition, there's always a referee. It is unfair when you're in a boxing ring where you have an elephant and a goat in one boxing ring. It doesn't match. Maybe take a goat and a sheep, maybe. But if you are taking an elephant and a goat, there is a huge inequality in terms of power, strength, and also in terms of experience. That's why we say competition must happen within the same league. That's why you can't go to an open market, then you open an established shop or store where you have everything, because an open market is for those smaller business people to compete to that league, to that level. You go and play with other big boys. And business competition, the disadvantage of business competition is also that when you have unfaithful players in a business environment, it start to be dirty. We have seen this, especially in our informal economy, especially in our informal market. We have seen this thing which is happening, especially to startups, bad-mouthing other business people. We are at the same level. We are all selling fat cakes, but you are bad-mouthing me because of a reason that are known to you, just for you to win that edge. But that is not how competition should be.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna emito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora estatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM. The eye.
Dear listeners, the time is 46 minutes past 1800 hours. You are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are talking about business competition, why business competition should be encouraged, what are the pros and cons, what are the advantages and disadvantages, and we were talking about some of the challenges which need to be addressed, because when you go to informal economy, when you go to informal market, there are those small business operators. Let me say, young women selling kapana, men and men selling kapana, and you have this one selling fat cakes, and you have this one selling sweets. Those are at a very smaller scale. At a very smaller scale. There are unfaithful business players in Namibia which kill competition. Because some they go to, to the extent of physical fight. But why are you fighting for smaller things? Why can't you improve what you do? Why can't you improve what you do? Because Namibians, we have this thing of seeing others as enemies, particularly when you're in the same field. You end up not talking in terms of collaborating. We end up not talking. Sometimes you just need to collaborate with another person so that you can become stronger. Or sometimes you just need to advance your product so that you can become, stronger. Because, every person, you always have your clients. You always have your clients, and there is always somebody who coming and buy from you. But you can't grow Bing in 2 years in operation. That's why we have always this thing. Some of the brilliant business people, they got disencouraged to do businesses because of these unnecessary, unfaithful players, bemoting of each other at a very lower scale. And also, there's a lot of things going on which really destroy fair business competition at the lower level. Yeah, some of the entrepreneurs, they give up. Some of the entrepreneurs, they give up, not really because they don't have skill, just because of those, unfaithful players. And when we are not talking about these things which are affecting the way we do things, and we will never grow. Some they end up cheating, some they end up, stealing from other people. Some they can literally send somebody to destroy the way you do things, or sabotaging you just for them to move forward. And that is not the level of competition we are talking about. And that should not be encouraged in Namibia, because we are a smaller country, we are a smaller market to such extent. And we have high unemployment. A lot of people are trying to make it from informal sector, operating those small businesses. We were supposed to encourage each other and cooperate with one another instead of, destroying others' mini infrastructures. Because if you have been around from informal sector, you'll be able to understand this thing. But now, the unfaithfulness of business competition does not only end there. If you're a bad player, you are just a bad player. Even in soccer, if you're a bad player, you're just a bad player. Then it's up to a referee to deal with you. There are those who are in competition with one another, but they cheat the system. Yeah, that's why we are saying business competition should be encouraged. However, actors and distractors of business environment should be disencouraged. And the young people must also learn to understand that wherever you go, there is always somebody who is, doing something that you are doing, and don't take that as a threat. Because if you find somebody who is better than you, don't take that person as a threat, because take that person as an opportunity to learn why this person is doing this, why customers are moving to him every day. Does he have good manners? How does he treat them? Why can't I imitate this? So that we can balance the power. Why can't I do better than what I did? Because sometimes, and I've seen this, not only is with all of us human beings. Sometimes when you are fading in life, you start to think about other people. You start to think, man, but I think this guy is just in competition with me. I just think, no. I started this business, he's doing this business, and he's already having A, B, C, and D. But that should not be the mentality. Say, no, this guy is my new business competitor. It's not an enemy. It's just a competitor within that area. What should I do which can beat this person? What can I do so that I can also improve what I do? This guy is doing very well because he have a good strategy. Maybe he has a good way of planning with his business. He has good ways of saving his money. Learn from that thing, because that is the only way that we are going to advance. And I'm repeating this, and I'm very amazed to see a business competition, particularly in the informal sector. There are also business competition. If you go to Groove Mall, if you go to Marwa Mall, if you go to Venil, there are business competition. Different, stalls selling almost same clothes, but there are always those which are getting customers, and there are always those who close down in the first 6 months of opening within that area. That is competition. But what can we learn from competition? What should business people can learn from competition? What should student of business, what should student of economics, what should student of trade, what should student of entrepreneurship should learn from business competition? Is that business competition is not a personal thing. It's a competition against who get more clients, who get his products finished or his service finished first. And how do you do that? You only do that when you are advancing. And you only do that when you are playing according to the rules, because the longer you play, the longer you get experience. Unless you look at the personal thing, because when people are saying it's business, it's not personal, they mean it. To say it's just business is not personal, because they mean there are rules of how to do things. Yeah, there are unwritten rules of business, how to do things. And there are also those written rules how to do things, because they are saying it's not a personal thing. Don't take it as an attack from you. It's not an attack. When somebody open a tuck shop against your tuck shop with a better design, with better painting, and with a beautiful lady who has good customer service there, it's up to you to see what are you going to do next. Are you going to advance, or are you going to cry and close down? Some people close down to say, no, people are jealous with me. People are just, they are just evil. That is the human life. We are competing for resources. We are competing for resources. And it's a way of life. It has been. It's a way of life. Those who continue fighting are the ones who are going to, to gain something in the future. Those who give up very easily and break down, they will not get anything in the especially in business competition, because the more you have a lot of people who do not have enough resources, the more competitive, the more intense the competition is. But also the better thing about this, the more you have a lot of people who are innovating, because you have to make sure that I have to eat today, but I have to sell. If I don't sell today, I'm not going to eat. But there's a problem at the market, because there's always somebody who is getting more clients. What did that person do? Then I have to do it so that I can also be able to get more clients, so that I can eat. That's why tomorrow when you go to sleep and think, you'll be able to say, no, I think about this strategy. I think customers, they don't come to me because I have an intimidating face. I have an intimidating face, or I'm not a people's person. Let me get the assistance of my cousin, who is an outgoing, who is good at dealing with people. Then you see the difference. Or let me get advice from somebody, because I've been running this thing but it's not working. Yeah, that's why we are saying, apart from improvement in the quality of products that you are giving and quality of service, business competition also promote collaboration. Because sometimes if you continue competing with a person and you reach a level of balance of power, you come to the extent of say, chief, we are in this business, we are doing the same thing. Why can't we become bigger and, elevate to another level? Because from an SME to a middle business, then you go to a corporation. Because you need to elevate, because the more you advance in terms of business competition, the more you also start getting collaboration. Because being a business people, they are operating at a blue sky level. They are operating at a blue sky level. And at that level, that is not a level of competition anymore. It's not a level of cutthroat competition. It's a level of collaboration and cooperation. It's a level of sharing ideas. It's a level of excellence. And that is a level where bigger businesses are. If you compete with Facebook or Twitter, and you don't want to, the founder or the owner will just give you an offer to say, can I buy you? What unnecessary competition are you trying to do? I'll just buy you. because they reach a level where they innovate to that extent of becoming unique. That's why those are the big players. That's why all the younger business people, all the small business, they want to reach that level. Because if you reach a blue sky level, you think about cooperation, you think about, you know, high level of innovation, you look at competition in terms of talents and ideas, look at competition in terms of, you know, new way of thinking. Because to you, money will not be a problem anymore, because you understand already from a younger, when you are an infant business, how competition can be. But for you to reach a level of excellence, the literature of business studies, the literatures of business strategies and management are teaching us to say, you must be able to survive the cutthroat competition before you go to that level. Yeah, that's why we are saying, dear listeners, don't take it personal. It's always business. If you are in business, if you are a young entrepreneur, I respect young entrepreneurs, especially in Namibia. They push. And it's a very beautiful thing. But they also give up, you know, very easily, particularly on the ground where they got fed with negative information. They end up also not looking at the cause. They look at personalities. They look at personal issues. They look at those little bad-mouthing things. They don't work. Because if we focus on the game, our country will be very beautiful, because we have a younger generation who started something, but most of these businesses which started, they end up, you know, failing. Not really because a person is not brilliant, but we have seen brilliant businesses closing down just because a person cannot take a punch of another person, you know, doing almost the same thing as him or her. Yeah, that's why we are saying, especially to our dear young people who are in business, never ever think about giving up. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. Just find the strategy. When you close that business, just go back and open it again. Because you have to go through that competition. Don't look at personalities. People will always compete with you. But those are the rules, because it's only the survivors who are going to. I don't want to sound like a motivational speaker. I don't want to sound like a preacher. But dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic segment. It's always a pleasure. And I understand that you have been listening to Business and Economic segment. And we are always very happy when we are seeing you. We are always happy when we are getting your comments. And we are always very happy when you are following us, particularly on social media platform, Eagle FM Namibia. Follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and on Instagram. Make sure that you download your e-paper. That is, of course, the Villager newspaper, every Monday, every Wednesday, and Friday. And don't forget to download our app, Eagle FM Namibia, which is, you can download in your phone and use it. You know, you can listen to current programs, and you can also listen to the previous podcast that you missed. And lastly, and interestingly, you must be advanced in terms of technology. You must work in terms of technology. You must be advanced in terms of digitization, which is download your Imba app, so that you don't need to carry a physical hymn book when you go to church, when you go to events, birthdays, weddings, and of course funeral, which is part of everybody's life. Make sure that you download that Imba app so you can listen to different local translated languages, hymn songs. Thank you very much, and I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Tate Fly and also Naruvanda. See you tomorrow.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app, here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsie Nehangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sung Fuor Diara, and many more. Contact
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve.